The following audio content is a weekly devotional by Tim Smith. For more information, please see our website at www.waterfromrock.org. Welcome to Water from Rock. I am Tim Smith with this week's devotional, God Smiling. And our text is taken from the Old Testament book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, where it says, "Then those who revered the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord took note and listened, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who revered the Lord and thought on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, my special possession on the day when I act." I see it happening a lot these days. I see it in coffee shops, restaurants, office cubicles, dorm rooms, and even park benches. I see it happening with four women talking quietly around a table, three men poring over open Bibles, and two men with heads bowed. I see people spontaneously coming together to talk about God and to Him. I see a lot of spiritual kilowattage generated with no cost to any church. Jesus is like a magnet attracting people together. What I am seeing reminds me of what we see in today's scripture from the prophet Malachi. Malachi tells of people who love the Lord coming together to talk about Him. This is happening against the flow of a nation weakened by moral and spiritual rot. One of the things that stands out about today's text is its context. As the verses immediately preceding paint the picture of people who are saying, "It is vain to serve the Lord," or "What do we profit by keeping His commands?" Against the decadence, there are those people who, as our text says, revered the Lord and spoke with one another and thought on His name. With prophetic vision, Malachi sees in this the future of the nation. And God is smiling. Malachi says the Lord looks at these people and has a scrapbook made about them. He calls it a book of remembrance. Was written before him of those who revered the Lord and thought on his name. That's how special their gatherings are to the Lord. The book of remembrance that Malachi alludes to is the custom of ancient kings keeping record of those who served them faithfully so that they might reward them. So too, God promises those together. He says, "They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, my special possession on the day when I act." God cups his ear to listen and takes pleasure in them. Jesus did promise, "For two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." We know Jesus makes himself present in wondrous ways when people gather in his name. When the spiritual fire burns low, just watch what happens when the coals are brought together. From what I see happening, it doesn't take a pastor to make this happen or someone with a spiritual gift of teaching. All it takes are a few people who love the Lord and want to get together. And Jesus promises that He will show up. Now, as I ponder Malachi's story, along with what I see happening today, there are a few thoughts that come to mind. For instance, the next time I get together with a friend or with some friends for a coffee or a meal, we can turn our thoughts and conversation towards God. We can share a God sighting, an answer to prayer, our recent blessing. We can lift up a prayer for our country, for our churches, our personal needs. We can take a few moments to work through a Bible commentary or a devotional. And if nothing more, we can end our time with hands joined and praying the Lord's Prayer. My experience in doing this is that we are encouraged and built up, and most of all, God is all ears and listening. I am a fellow traveler, Tim Smith. Thank you for listening.